The Lord bless you, dear Heart Dwellers family. Well, the enemy is at work, I can say that. And God is at work too. We've been visiting the local town, Penasco, to share the love of God with the people there. And as a result, the witchcraft attacks have been more severe than normal. And they're going for our weak spots and our personalities. Misunderstandings in communication, timing issues, things like that. I woke up this morning very ill at ease, and I realized the Lord is with me, and that started to change. So when we were in prayer, the Lord began speaking to me. You are under fierce attack. Many covens had bonded together to make you fail, but you shall not fail. You have my word on that. As long as you are walking in love, if you depart from brotherly love, I cannot promise that you will have a community. Beloved ones, you have been immersed in the refining fires of love. In this process, the gold you have obtained is being purified from all self-interest, pride, self-righteousness, impatience, greed, not for cash, but for accomplishment. When you feel yourselves restrained from completing your plans, you become greedy to accomplish them. May I say, I am not the least bit interested in what you accomplish. It is how you accomplish it that has value to me. If you are snarling, backbiting, barking, threatening, accusing and grumbling, what you accomplish is total failure. These situations in your life are calculated to challenge and deepen your love. You may have the perfect ministry, the perfect community in your own eyes, but when I see your attitude and how you went about it, I'm disappointed in what you think you've accomplished. If there is no brotherly love, yielding, kindness, patience, forbearing, and looking out for others you partner with, you will continue to go round and round and round that mountain again until I see true charity in your responses to one another. When I say true charity, I mean no casting of slurs, accusation, or abusive talk about others. Claire, you know what I mean. You may not say it, but your heart is impatient when you cannot meet your imagined goals. I'm sorry, Lord, I have been impatient and intolerant of delays. Help me to do better and not listen to the accusatory voices of demons who want to divide and conquer. Please help me. He replied, I am helping you, and you are responding. It just takes time to form better habits. None of you are without this fault, so you have all got homework to do. Just meditate on how ugly self-righteousness is, and you will do better. Everybody can give a little, take a little, give a little more, take a little more, and smooth over the rough spots with brotherly love. I need this from every one of you. Just remember, your accomplishments are like dirty rags if they're not done in love, without resentment and rancor. All of you are in the crucible of patient, loving endurance. This is your testing ground. Please show me that after all these years, you have changed and learned how to love in your actions and attitudes. Some have not yet learned how to best manage their time. As a result of that, it puts pressures on them and on others. Pray for them. Yield to one another, my children. Yield lovingly to others, and you will have great peace of mind and be very pleasing to me. There is an art to this attitude of heart. it takes much self-denial and seeing others as more important than yourselves. I have told you before that all of you should respond promptly to the needs of one another when you can. To delay is to waste their time and mine, so be prompt and willing, for you do not know at what hour I will come, and you don't want to be caught with an ugly state of mind, nourishing grudges and false accusations. Satan is all too willing to hit you with that in the moment. And when a timely response is not possible because of your communications challenges, be very careful not to assign motives. This is where the demons get you. When you think, so-and-so is ignoring me, they're avoiding me, you invite in retaliation and rancor. My brides, I never want to see you thinking this way. Do violence to yourselves and make excuses for others. But if you are being stubborn and willful by ignoring another, you have committed a grave sin that will reproduce itself in everyone around you. You are responsible for your brother's bad attitude if you give them a bad example. Don't roll your eyes or display exasperation. Remember 70 times 7. Rather, show restraint and forbearance, and let that be the example others see and duplicate. I want this community to be a living example of love and patience, valuing the person more than the accomplishments. This is not the way the world operates, so you will have to do much violence to your reactions with one another. When you do not respond in charity, you are sowing division and resentment. Remember, you are your brother's keeper. If your attitude causes them grief, I will hold you responsible for that. If your attitude speaks of your importance and their annoyance, you are destroying the beauty you could have had by humility. That is, seeing yourself as littler and less important than everyone around you. That is what I am looking for. If another soul who is weaker observes your rancor, they will take it home with them and spread it to others. You are responsible by example for what you teach each other. You may also take the time to lovingly explain your situation and work out a solution with others, all done in love, never resentment. And I started to think, oh Lord, is this me or is this you? And he read my mind and said, these are not your words, Claire. Please trust me. I'm sorry, Lord, I just don't want any of this to be me. I trust you, but I don't trust me. He replied, well, now you can relax and trust that I am expressing these ideas because there is a fatal cancer in the community that defiles it, and I must address this. Jesus continued, community is a gift. You either treasure and nourish it, or you resent it, in which case you should not be here. I'm quite serious about this. Love one another or I will remove you. No more hatred, rancor, or jealousy. No more complaining and judging. No more. Bow to one another. Serve one another. Wash each other's feet, no matter how inconvenient it seems to be. When you don't respond this way, you are destroying the very substance of community. I will help you, dear ones, but I must warn you, there will be times like this in the future where I am testing you to see if you should be here or leave. I am quite serious. Please hearken to my words. And that was the end of his message. And there was a situation that arose when we were in town in Pinasco ministering to people where communication got really, really hard. And it was hanging us up pretty badly, but we finally got through. And I think all the things that we went through at that point, the Lord observed and wanted to address everybody's attitude, especially mine. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and thank you for listening and contributing to the channel. God bless you. Until next time.